When it comes to certain executive appointments, I give the benefit of the doubt to the president in terms of his nominations that are, you know, within his administration. I do not necessarily take that approach when it comes to Supreme Court nominees that have lifetime appointments. But in this case, they met with her, and in their opinion, they were willing to accept the recommendation of the president and move forward. I won't second guess their decision-making process, just as they are not second guessing mine.